Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? We heard these words of Jesus in our gospel proclamation. They came at the end of a simple story in Mark, when Jesus suggested to his close disciples that they should go across the lake to the other side. They were beside the Sea of Galilee, where he had been teaching a large crowd. So large was this crowd, so Mark tells us in the preceding chapter, that it almost threatened to push Jesus off the beach into the sea. To solve this problem, he sat in a boat at the water's edge and taught the people from this makeshift pulpit. Those who have been to this part of Galilee tell me that some sections of the land above the beach, in places, form natural amphitheatres. I'm also told that some guides still get into small boats and talk to their groups to show how easily it is for everyone to hear what is being said. So that day passed. Jesus' parables were, that day, based on agricultural themes for the most part. His listeners heard the parables of the sower, and later used the analogy of the kingdom of God being like someone who scatters seed on the ground. We also read that many of those who listened did not fully understand what they were being taught. In almost every case, Jesus had to interpret the parables for his close associates. The words of chapter 4, from just before our reading, said, "He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples." At last the day was over, and we may presume that the crowds went to their homes. This was neither of those occasions when, according to Mark, Jesus fed them in numbers of 5,000 and 4,000. So they set off across the lake. Our reading said, leaving the crowds behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was.